Welcome to Shudder the Dark Podcast. Today I want to talk about growing and developing as a Christian. God calls us to be disciples. How can we do things for God if we don't allow God to transform us first through salvation, then allow God to transfer us to work on us? Though we can work on developing our own skill sets even better through this transformation that God is putting us through. When we're reading our Bible, when we're praying, we're doing these things for God. So we want to develop our skill sets and we want to grow. So what is development? Development is the process of growth, progress, or positive change in an individual. And in this case, it's individual Christians. Christians need to grow themselves. This not only helps you in your personal growth at work and in the church, it also honors God when you serve God with skill sets. We do this as we grow as Christians and become more mature Christians. We study our Bible and pray about this part of our growth, about growing our skill sets. The Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 11 through 20. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually just as he wills. For even as the body is one, yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. For one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, or whether slaves or free, we were all made to drink of one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot says, because I am not a hand, I am not part of the body, it is not for this reason any less a part of the body. And if the ear says, because I am not an eye, I am not part of the body, it is not for this reason any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body just as he desired. If they were all one member, where would the body be? But now there are many members, but one body. God is telling us that we're a member of the body of Christ. What part of that body are we? We all are essential to growing the body of Christ. We're one body in the church. So how are we supposed to work without one another? We can't work without one another. We have to, as the body of Christ, work in our skill sets and our passions, what we love, and not do what we hate. Build our skill sets, develop, work at becoming disciples. This got me thinking about what part of the body of Christ am I supposed to be? What am I good at? How can I serve God? When I was younger, I was a church bus driver, and I've worked in churches, TV production. Where am I supposed to be serving? I've served in multiple different places, but what could I have done better if I developed myself? Was I wasting my time? No. I was still serving God. I could have been more effective in my service to God by knowing what skill sets I was better at, by utilizing with efficiency my skill set. Sean, a Christian YouTuber who talks about creating YouTube channels and developing them, says, what would you do for free? I think that's a really good start, personally, because it tells you, what do you love? What is your passion? And usually, if you're good at something, you love to do that something, right? So that's where we want to start. What do you absolutely don't want to do? What do you absolutely hate doing? For me, I would be an absolute nightmare if I had to do math all day long. I could do math, but it's not my passion. But God gives us many things and many skill sets that we can develop. Each one of us has a different position in the church. So what can we do for Christ? And developing our skill sets is very important. My volunteer activities also went to search and rescue. What could I have done to have been more focused on my own development? I could have maybe volunteered for something different and done better. What if I more effectively used my own skill sets? You want to find your passion. Point is, we need to reflect on ourselves and find our place. When you give all to serving God, it helps you in a lot of different areas of your life. You build your skill sets, you develop yourself, you work hard at something in church. You could also develop skill sets for the workplace, employment, make money, because we have to do that to pay the bills. But some of the things you may want to ask, what am I good at? What are my skill sets? Am I good at communicating? Am I good at making relationships? Am I a problem solver? What is my passion? Am I an artist? Am I a creator? Am I an accountant? How can I use my skill sets to serve God more efficiently? If I knew what my skill sets were, I honed them and I developed them, I could effectively use them. Take time and reflect on this. Write and journal this down. It's an ongoing journey for me. Some probably already know the answer to these questions. It's so important that you know what God wants you to do. Because what God wants you to do is very likely because you have the skill sets or you have the passion to do something, or you're really good at doing something. Communication, building relationships, all these different things that employers look for, God wants you to develop. What if I was younger, I had more clarity about what my skill sets were? What if I knew to reflect and pray about developing myself, growing as a Christian, becoming a disciple? Where would have I been today in serving God? What more could I have done for God if I had the opportunity to think about this? Or if I had been taught to think about this? So if you're younger, get a journal, write down things. What are you good at? What is your passion? What do you want to develop? What do you want to learn? That way, when you get older, you can not only know these things for your employment, but also to serve God. I was taught to work really hard, and I did most of my life. I always worked on developing myself. I went from no CDL to getting my CDL, from just a line worker to leadership. I've done a lot of hard work. But what if I knew how to combine my skill sets, my strengths, my passions, and how to combine that hard work with my strengths for a very powerful combo? It's a journey, but it's worth doing now. If you're younger, get out there. Do it now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Get a journal. What am I good at? What do I want to grow in? What is my passion? What are your skill sets? Find out what they are. We'll discuss more about skill sets later and how we can use them as Christians. There's a whole chapter in Galatians chapter 3 that is awesome. You need to read it. But here's a verse in chapter 3 of Colossians 17. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Thank God the Father. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Isn't that awesome? So let's, as Christians, do for the body of Christ, find our point, find out where we are in the body of Christ, and just do everything we can possibly do in the body of Christ. Well, I can't say any better than the Bible just did, but we'll follow up on this with some more podcasts on developing ourselves as Christians. I really appreciate you for listening to Shutter the Dark podcast, and you have a wonderful week. Remember to pray, read your Bible, and reflect on some of those questions that we asked today.